We'll get to our news break in just a little bit, but we're going to get a chance as Veterans Day is coming up on Friday. And joining me this morning is the National Commander of the American Legion, Charles E. Schmidt. Good morning, Commander.
Good morning, Ron.
Thanks for being with me here today on KLTF in Little Falls. And, of course, with our American Legion here that we have, an auxiliary that continues to go across the nation and here locally, tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself, sir. What's your background and how you got to be the National Commander of the American Legion?
Well, Ron, I got to be honest with you. I never dreamed about being the National Commander of this great organization of 97 years, but I'm an Air Force veteran, and once upon a time, my older brothers thought I needed to belong to the American Legion and that someday I would need the American Legion. And, of course, the American Legion works with the VA. And, of course, as we all get older, Ron, you know, health care becomes an issue. And of course, veterans' health care system is administered by the VA. And I just wanted to join the American Legion at a post and just give back, because there have been veterans that in 1919 started this great organization to take care of veterans. And, of course, many of us in our generation are recipients of kind of that legacy they started back in 1919. And I just wanted to give back to not only my buddies of my generation, but also those future buddies of everybody that will be serving, and that's what to keep the legacy alive. So we're here, and I am honored and truly humbled to be the National Commander of a great organization representing 2.2 million members of the American Legion. And, of course, the American Legion Auxiliary, as you mentioned, is another great organization, as well as the Sons of the American Legion. And, of course, we have a new dimension in the American Legion family and the American Legion Riders. So I am truly honored and humbled to be in this position.
The question comes up now, too, with the veterans, with the military and things that are going on nationwide. Commander, what are some issues you see still that are facing our veterans today?
Well, Ron, obviously health care is a concern to all of us. Whether I think that's true not only in the veteran community, but also in the non-veteran community, because as we all get older, those concerns become more prevalent, of greater concern. And when you look at the veterans community, we have the VA. And I might add, Ron, that the American Legion has a kind of a vested interest in the VA, because we helped to get them started then in the late 1920s, which was the Veterans Bureau. So we kind of have a vested interest or a response.
Adjudicated, and we're joined here. Commander, I think you're back with me. We lost you there for a second. Are you with me?
Oh, again? Yes, we're back on, Ron.
All right, and so we were talking about some of the issues that are going on when it comes to with the things with our veterans right now. And also,
right.
you're planning to visit the Far East very soon.
Yes, we are, Ron. We're going to, later this month, we're going to go to the Western Pacific region. And we have American Legion Post out in the Philippines, Okinawa, Korea, Guam, and of course, Hawaii. And we're going to start out that tour, as I said, later this month. We're going to be going to Vietnam and do some work in the MIA area, and then go to the Philippines, Okinawa, Korea, Guam, and then to Hawaii for that 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. We have a lot of military family, American military families out there that we also want to visit, as well as our American Legion Post, those American Legion family members out there.
Now, of course, tomorrow being Election Day, we won't get too political into this, Commander, but I know you'll be watching the elections tomorrow and see what our next government officials do to help with veterans' issues.
Absolutely, Ron. I think everybody will be watching this particular election. But as a veterans organization that was chartered in 1919 by Congress, we were chartered as a nonpartisan veterans organization. And what that means is basically we're watching the election, of course, but have a vested interest in either party, either candidate. what we're really interested in, Ron, is, you know, once the election's over, maybe if the 114th Congress gets back into session before the year end, that they'll work veterans' issues, or even then at the beginning of the year when the new 115th Congress is formed and they get down to business, that when we come to the table, regardless of what the personalities are or was, regardless of what party on either side of the aisle, that they will all come to the table representing a grateful nation and work the issues that are relative of concern, not only just the American Legion, but I think all of a grateful nation, and that affect the veterans, their families, and also the United States of America.
We are talking this morning with the National Commander of the American Legion, Charles E. Schmidt. Anything else, Commander, you wanted to make sure to get across here, as we're just about out of time here this morning, but I thank you for talking to me. But is there one other thing you want to get across to our listeners about what's happening with the American Legion in the month and the year ahead, and how can they get more information on being part of the Legion?
Well, Ron, we have a great website, www.legion.org, where any veteran or anyone that's interested in joining the American Legion family or some of our programs that affect youth, give youth an opportunity, or if they just want to learn more about where a Legion post is in a community or state, there's so much information on that website, and also an opportunity if you want to donate to some of our charities that helps veterans, helps kids, they can do so. And we're going to continue to work with the VA to help improve that process. We're going to continue to work to take care of veterans and their children, and also our America, as our founding fathers did in 1919. We have inherited that legacy, and it's our watch to continue that legacy, not only when we celebrate our 100th anniversary in a few months, but beyond into the next generation.
Perfect. National Commander Charles E. Schmidt of the American Legion, thank you so much for your service, your time today, and continued success in trying to help out with our veterans here across Minnesota and nationwide with their issues. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you, Ron, and appreciate the opportunity. And God bless our veterans, and God bless our United States of America.
Thank you, Commander.